For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hashtag no music, no intro. You know, Ryan, we keep it realistic on this pod. We keep thinking perspectives. But I know it's just preseason.
Just preseason, bro.
We got to put that qualifier on it. But should Saints fans start having more optimism of the season than maybe me and you thought going in? Not ready to go there yet!
I don't know, man. But you can't, like, just looking at the preseason, you can't, at, you know, like, a lot of the answers, the questions that we had,
They're being answered, bro.
They're being answered, and it's positive answers, you know? So, you know, I just take for that what you will, you know. But that means, you know, down the long run, we don't know. But you're like, things could have been much worse. And look, everything's not perfect. There's a lot of, you know, still a lot of things that, you know, that you worry about. But overall, a lot of the questions that you had about, you know, the rookie class and the second year class and
corner number two
linebacker, all that stuff.
Well, we say, bro, we said the players that so Ruiz and Bond. Those are just two, right? There's more. Those are just two. So far, they are answering the toll this preseason, which is huge.
Huge, man. Huge. Ruiz, like, that was such a major piece because if he's just good, like, doesn't have to be, like, all pro, but just good, that solidifies your offensive line. Like, you have top one, two, three, top offensive line in the league.
And I think we saw glimpses of it last night. Like, I'm not saying that the Jaguars have, like, world beaters at, you know, as a defensive line, but.
Oh, but it was so stark watching Jameis Winston behind his offensive line and watching Trevor Lawrence behind his office. Like, it was like night and day. It was just like, golly.
The Jags is missing two starters on the offensive line, you know, so it's prefaced by that. That said, so obviously, you know, I'm not going to get into it. Like I tweeted earlier today, family emergency. So I was only able to catch basically up until halftime. But I will say this. I was in the emergency room on my phone watching the game. Sorry, urgent care. On my phone watching the game. We were waiting to call. And the AK play against the Packers, it's probably the last time as a Saints fan I had that, like, that feeling, just be like,
yeah,
like, overtake me like the Holy Ghost. Like, you get like, oh shit! Like, whoa!
Yeah.
I will say that the throws and the catches that Jameis had to Marquez Cal. I didn't act the fool because of where I was.
Yeah.
But if I was home,
bro. No, I stood up, bro. Like,
you have to.
I can't remember the last time I stood up for a preseason game. Like, maybe that Chris Ivory run versus probably, the Chargers. Yeah. Like, yep. Like you really or, hit those moments. Right?
Or AK against...
AK against the Chargers, I think. Was that the
yes,
Chargers?
It was the Chargers. Yes.
Where you're just like, hold up now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hold up now.
That first touchdown Jameis threw, and I didn't even think, I thought it was just, you know, pass interference. I was like,
bruh, that's the funniest part, because I'm working at my phone. I'm like, okay, we got the PI, but these niggas are celebrating, like, mightily hard over some PI.
The ref throwing the like, he caught that motherfucker?
Excuse me? Mina Kimes, earlier today on NFL Live, said that catch was the lowest, like, using next gen stats, was the lowest percentage wise of possible catches that a player could make that the Saints have had in 4 seasons, Ryan.
It had the most air yards thrown by a Saints quarterback since 2016.
God, bruh.
55.3 yards or something like that, total air yards. It's 2016, bruh.
Marquez Callaway doesn't need to play against he doesn't need to play against Cardinals.
No. Sweat clothes, sweatpants, t-shirt.
And here's the thing about him. We talked about it when we recapped the Ravens game. Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters, he was doing that to them. Last night, man, the Jags paid Shaquin Griffin,
bank, brother,
to come and start and be, and Griffin is a good to sometimes very good, but usually just good and a solid good starting NFL corner, right? He had no answers for Marquez Callaway last night.
The first play, I think it was the first play from scrimmage. It was just a slant. It was a slant to Marcus Callaway. Yep. I think it's the first play.
But yes,
you,
it was.
Like, if you took and just copied Drew Brees, like the first play of Drew Brees to Michael Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And just overlaid that, it'll look exactly the same. Like, exactly, like, boom, snap, ball comes out, boom. You know what I'm saying? It was the Saints offense as how we've always seen it, just that first snap. And then you add the vertical element to it, which, like, was never a question of doubt about Jameis. The Jameis could throw the fucking ball. Like, he can. Like, that's a part of his skill set, is why he was drafted number one overall like 5 years ago. He could throw the ball. And the, you know, the accuracy and touch he threw the ball with. But what impressed me the most was just the ball coming out. Like, you watch the game, watch his snaps, that ball coming out, man.
Out. He was like, out, right? He wasn't holding on to it, bro.
2.5 seconds. Boom. You know, identify blitz, boom. Wasn't no, you know, offensive line was protecting real well. Like, that's what you want. Like, if everything works out, that's what you want it to look like. You know, so we got to see what it looks like. Everything working out, Jameis looking good, feeling good, offensive line protecting. That's what it would look like. And look, there's no AK out there. No Traquan Smith.
Let's talk about, you know, talk about that.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm just saying, it's like, we're not even at full capacity. And look, you're going against the Jags. They are, you know, they got a lot of work to do.
Whoo, man, they got a lot more work to do than I thought.
They got a lot of work to do. So it's not like this is some world beater we've gone up against. But you just want to see it. Like, that's what we just want to see.
Can Sean just shut up, bro? Like,
bro,
like, how you gonna tell anybody with a straight face? Like, come on, man. Like, don't insult our intelligence. Just don't. Like,
I know he want to protect Taysom, and, you know, I respect that, and I get all that, man. But come on now, man. It's like let's just stop playing around here. Like, he's a big boy. Jameis Winston getting paid, like, $1.3 million.
Bro, that is wild.
Came in here, said all the right things, worked his butt off all offseason.
And he's earned it.
Earned it, man. Like, earned it with nothing. It was not handed to him. Like, nobody assumed he would get it. And Taysom Hill put up a nice fight. Like, it's not like Taysom Hill was garbage, but it's just like, it's just like, it just is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what you want, you know? Like, Taysom Hill has built himself into, like, a literal, like, he could be a good backup in the league for a nice while. Like, he's built himself into that. Somebody who was, like, not on anybody's radar a couple years ago. Nobody's radar. Nobody was looking for Taysom Hill. And he's built himself into what could be a good, solid backup quarterback in this league. Like, he played for years. But that said, like, we're not looking for that. We're looking for a good starter, a starting quarterback that could potentially be a franchise quarterback. And that's what Jameis has. That's what he brings to the table.
Yes, yeah. He does. Potentially, yeah. I will say, I think, speaking of Taysom, like, I saw tweets about it. You could see, like, bruh, and I tweeted it right before I had this, my phone kind of was dying, whatever. But I was like, man, like, Taysom getting cucked on his birthday, bruh? Like,
ooh, man.
He had still a sideline on his 31st. The fact that yesterday was his 31st birthday is also absolutely fucking wild, bruh. But he was just on the sideline, and he saw those two drives by Jameis, and, like, when he walked in, like, he stepped in with the second string, and it was like, you could see the defeat on, like, his demeanor. Like, you could just see it. And, you know, we still talking about quarterback battle, what have you. The point that I would hold on to the most, and shout out to Captain Terrell, who made the point too, like, yes, Taysom was winning the backups, blah, blah, blah. He eventually moved the ball, got a touchdown. But Jameis did that with the backups as well.
Mm-hmm.
It looked better at it, doing it, than Taysom did with the backups.
Right. Because Taysom, I mean, you just see it when you watch. You still has just some of the same issues. Holds on to the ball.
Yep.
Doesn't see the field.
Won't pull the trigger.
Don't pull the trigger. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are his issues, and it's been his issues. And he's improved massively as a thrower, man. Like, they kept commenting on the broadcast. Like, it's just amazing that he's throwing the ball well. Like, it's just kind of ridiculous. Like, people used to call him, like, a Tebow. I mean, he is destroying Tebow as far as throwing the ball. But it's like I said, it just is what it is, man. You got to go with what's better. And Jameis presents to you, like, those – like, he did Drew Brees, like, pre-snap reads.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that touchdown to the, you know, the end zone in the corner. Like, that's, like, he's literally identifying pre-snap, zero blitz. You know, he checks the protection. I think it was number 28. Lets him know, hey, who to block, you know, block the A-gap blitz. Which frees up the weak side pressure, but in Jameis' mind, he knows, hey, I just got to get the ball out. Got to get the ball out quick. Boom. Touchdown. And Callaway finishes off by making a doggish catch. You know, but he put it right in position, right in the spot where you have to put it away from the cornerback. And it was just perfect.
Like that throw by Jameis. Sorry, people. Dinner time. That throw by Jameis, there's nothing a cornerback can do.
No.
Like Griffin was in good coverage.
Yeah, it wasn't even like bad coverage. Like
it was just an amazing throw. That's it.
Like, you just throw your hands up, like, well, you got that one. And that's what we got with James. You got a quarterback that can beat you with his throw, you know. So it's an easy decision for me, man. And I'm sure he gotta go. You got to look at everything and all that shit, but let's just stop it, man. Like if Jameis is not the quarterback, like, what's wrong? Like, something's on. Like, something's going on.
If Jameis isn't the starter quarterback, Sean will lose the team.
Oh, bro, it's not. No question. It's no question.
Like, you can't go into the locker room and say, we're going to go with Taysom when the team knows that they have the best chance to win with Jameis. Like, that would be an absolute disaster.
Absolute disaster. But it's not going to happen. You know, Peter King came out with, what, I think something the night before, and he was just saying how, you know, Sean's really leaning towards Jameis, but, it, you know, the competition has been close, so he wanted to see Jameis, like, take this opportunity and run with it, and that's what he did, bro. Like, that told me everything. Davis rate that shit?
What's the quote you say that Sean say all the time?
I've seen enough.
I've seen enough. And that was it, right? He did them two drives, and that was it. Like, he's like, okay, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can say what the hell he wants to the media, but he knows. You know, and Parcells said that. I was reading an article today. I was talking to Parcells, and he was like, look, Sean's with these people, been with these people for weeks, these quarterbacks. He knows who his quarterback is. Like, he's like, we don't have to know, but he knows. You know what I'm saying? So it's as simple as that.
How funny and interesting. Sticking with the offense side of the ball, I know we already talked about it, but I just feel like given, you know, Cesar Ruiz credit again, man, because, man, we were deservedly rough on him.
Hell yeah.
Because he looked absolutely ass water last year. But like you said, you know, if he's just good, and if you go back, there's a couple of snaps, especially on those deep shot plays, because the line has to hold up a little longer. He did what he's supposed to do, man, and that's just a huge thing. But let's talk about RB2, bro.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I got on the pod after that Ravens game. And I said, bro, running back is one of the most easiest positions. Like, you could just see with your eyes.
Yeah.
And I said, bro, like, are we sure Latavius going to make the team?
Man.
And then you hear last night, you know, what's his name? I can't stand him. He's blocked. The black dude. The comments. Lewis Riddick was like, you know, Sean said to them that as of right now, Tony Jones Jr. is RB2.
RB2.
Sean does not say shit to, like, pregame to people just for shits and giggles.
Oh, he 100% put that out there for a reason.
Yes.
100%.
And, again, like, if you watched the game last night, I don't know what it is, but, like, Latavius Murray just has no juice.
Look sleepy, bro.
Just sleepy. No, like, if you go watch the game, watch that screen pass that set up for him. And it is a pretty well-executed screen pass, and it goes for, like, 4 yards. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like,
I don't know what's up with him. I don't know.
Shout out to, I don't know if he listens to the pod, Jacoby on Twitter. You know, saying like, shit, maybe the Saints need to call up the Rams. Like, the Rams having terrible running back problems right now.
Yeah, for real.
And see, like, if you can get something from them for Murray or a player, like, maybe they, who says no to, like, Latavius for, like, Deshaun Jackson? I don't know. But if Tony Jones Jr. is truly going to be the running back too, and we don't know. But it's just a drastic shift of things at that running back position behind AK.
Oh yeah, it is, man. You know, they still got to be careful with it because of, you know, the running backs, they get injured, they get beat up. It just is what it is. So I don't know how many they usually carry. They usually carry about 3 or 4. You know, I know you got Dwayne Washington. I mean, there's not much back there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I just think, you know, they just I don't know what's going on with Murray. And look, you know, roster cuts coming up. It's going to be a plethora of running backs out there.
I asked you in text message, and I know you were like, ew. But the Texans cut David Johnson. He fits the things that Sean likes.
Oh, but theoretically, he does. He does.
Yes. Yes.
It's just I just feel like he's on that same table with Devontae Freeman, like, just, you know, just guys of yesteryears, bro. Like, I'd rather go find some jackamole from University of Timbuktu, you know what I'm saying, who's just got some little, like, athletic ability and get him in here, you know what I'm saying? Like, Them dudes just wash, bro. Like, just wash, man. But I haven't even looked. I haven't looked at like one snap of David Johnson. So I'm not just talking out of my ass, to be honest. I haven't looked at one snap of him in like a year. So, you know, maybe he got some juice. But they, you know, I mean, it's a situation. It's another position that's in flux. Like, we know who's at the top. We know who's at the top of the hierarchy. That's no question. It's just like the quarterback situation. We know who's at the top of the hierarchy there, but the rest is in flux.
It is. It's in flux. So now that the news have kind of come out, or I won't say news, but like what the broadcast and Monday Night Football crew was saying last night, would you be surprised or shocked if Latavius Murray is not on the team?
Oh, no. I wouldn't be shocked at all, man. Like, that's the signal Sean giving you right there, like.
It's also kind of like, maybe it's like a signal too, like to other teams, like, yo, y'all, Latavius, phone's open, baby.
But I mean, the tape he's putting out there right now, like, what would you give up? Like, seriously.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would have to go to a team that's desperate.
That's,
you know, like the Rams. And I don't know how desperate they may be. Like, they may like, you know, some of their young guys who have more juice. I'm just saying. Completely random. I'm going to switch it over. The Saints. So, Juwan Johnson, like we talked about it last week, looks to have revitalized, rejuvenated, saved his career with the tight end switch. Adam Trautman got carted off. It looks like, you know, according to report of Nick Underhill, like he, you know, he avoided like a very serious injury. He still may miss some time, but doesn't seem to be like a major injury. And when it happened, like I even tweeted, I said, like, if Adam Trautman was seriously hurt, like to me, that was more of a, like a hit in like the run game and pass protection than actually receiving. Like every fantasy football person, whatever, he hasn't shown that yet, bro. He just hasn't.
Just hadn't, bro. Like
let's be real, right? Like, the receiving tight end in this offense right now is Juwan Johnson. Period.
And period. James has some
rapport
already. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I mean, that's gonna be huge. But he's like TE1 now, bro. Because Dick Vinette got hurt too, right?
Yep, sure did. We got Juwan Johnson and I saw a tweet earlier. It ain't many, bro.
Yeah, they might have to get on a call, man. Call up old Trey Burton.
Can we call Trey Burton? Can we call him? Can we call him?
Call Trey Burton, holler at the Eagles, see what they feel about Ertz.
Zach Ertz, like, come on, man. Like, okay, the Browns have Austin Hooper, David Njoku, and Hunter Bryant, or whatever tight end they drafted, who, you know, that had a really
I'll take anyone, honestly. Like, hey.
can we get a tight end? Something I did want to touch on. We have a punter, bro.
Yeah, bro.
The he had Blake Gillum. Is that his name? I know the first name, Blake.
Lincoln Gillum.
Whatever.
We'll learn.
The punt he boomed. We just haven't seen it, bro. Like, love Thomas Morstead, love the leg, New Orleans legend. These last two and a half ish years.
It's been right there, bro.
Yeah. And it's just so crucial having a good to great punter, because it completely could change a game in terms of field position and everything else, man.
Oh, it's huge, bro. Huge, huge, huge. Now, the other kicker. Whew. I don't know. We got a kicker problem.
We got
a kicker problem. Like,
we do.
Like, he hit the 52-yarder. I was like, oh, shit, you know, okay. Then misses like an extra point. It's like, oh, fuck. We back here again, huh?
Thought we had resolved those problems when we got Will Lutz, but nope, we Back to the same point.
It'll be a revolving door, bro. Like, we just,
it is.
Bad luck. This is just one of them bad luck times, man.
Unless they trade for, you know, that Baltimore kicker who's backing up Justin Tucker.
I do know Sean Wade. Like, he's waiting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they have that shit, like, automated, like, on a computer, like, like auto draft, you know, like you said, like, who you want to draft or whatever. Yeah. But if he hits that waiver wire, like, it just waiting on their turn. The problem is we probably at the bottom of the waiver.
Yeah, and you know, like, yeah, that bro, so Josh Mambo looked terrible, bro.
Man.
For the Jags. Like, you think they ain't about to claim that, you know, that matchup kicker from Baltimore? Yeah.
Exactly. So you gotta call them up and come with an offer.
We'll give you because here's the thing, like, they don't need them for like a season. Like, no, we'll give you like a seventh.
Yeah.
And if they were smart, you know, they get him for a seventh. And then once his time is, you know, when Will Lutz coming back healthy, shit, flip him.
Flip him for somebody else, shit.
all right, I think I hit on everything offensively. Let's switch over to the defense side of the ball. Whew. This defense, and again, it was the Jags. They're missing two starters on the offensive line. Going against a rookie quarterback. I'm prefacing this, but some things, like, all that said, this defense that we've seen in preseason may be the fastest Saints defense I've ever seen.
Without question.
Like, their speed just leaps off the screen, Ryan.
The tape don't lie, bro. Like, there are certain fundamental things you do on defense that'll tell you if it's a good defense. Tackling, rallying to the football, you know, reaction, like, pursuit. Pursuit. Like, it's just fundamental. Like, I don't care about scheme or none of that. Like, those are the, like, fundamental things. And we've seen it since, like, last week in Baltimore. I was like, I saw it. I was just like, okay, it's good, but let me just try to see another week before I, like, really get into it. I'm like, it's going to be a good defense. Malcolm Jenkins talking about it this past week. He was just like, the defense is ready. He's like, you could just look at the tape. Like, everything's there. Like, there's no hesitation or nothing. Everybody, CeeDee Deuce, dog.
Has all the makings of being an all-pro in the slot, bro.
Like, they're really doing him a disservice by calling him a safety because
yep.
– As a corner, like, he's shutting motherfuckers down, man.
Down, bro.
He allows some catches, like, in the second half or whatever. I ain't tripping on all that.
Nope. Because I think at that point, like, I think he was just like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just come on. Like, we shouldn't even play. I'm like, why y'all playing CeeDee so much, man?
Like, bro, second game in a row, I was like, why is he still in the fucking game?
I don't get it. But anyway, Crawley Clamps, man. I mean, he had a game too, bro.
He did, bro. Like, the pass he knocked away from Philip Dorsett.
Bro, like,
in without years, interference?
You know that would have been a PI or a touchdown in the past, bro.
Well, either PI one, bro. And then, of course, today it comes out he nicked up.
Gonna be out a couple weeks, whatever that means. It's like, come on now, man.
Something that still jumps out to me, don't back me, bro. Like, he's not scared to hit. Like, he comes down and he tackles.
Nah, man, he played well, bro. Like, he didn't get targeted a bunch, which is a good thing, I guess. But he played well. He's just comfortable in there, bro. Like, and we're going to need it.
Yeah. Like, oh yes. We need it, man. One of the the speed of the defense, and because a lot of these players have been in the same defense for so long, same system, same scheme. Like, it's like they have one mind.
Out yeah, there, bro. Man.
Like,
you see it, bro.
You see it. Like, you go back, watch the game, you watch CeeDee, he's checking with the secondary players in the back, or he's checking with the other corners. And it happens a lot when they were in man in terms of how they were going to play the switches on the receivers.
Yeah.
And you know how that used to...
Oh,
man. The Saints, bro. Like that game against the Giants with Odell, bro, they ran that same fucking switch like three times. They could not stop.
Ate them up.
So you see, it's just a thing of beauty to see. Hashtag bonfire. Starting out next to DeMario. I'm sorry, bro. Like I know that Quan practiced today. I know that Pete Warner is kind of back, but maybe not back. If the game is starting week one, I think Sean and Dennis Allen have shown you this is who we're comfortable with starting at linebacker.
Yeah, it's bonfire time, bro.
There it is.
And when he's coming downhill, whew.
Bro, when DA called it was like a double A gap blitz with DeMario and Bond.
Oh man.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
This defense is gonna be good. We need to talk about two first. Gotta talk about him, bro.
Got to, man.
I know he was going against the backup left tackle. I know, I get it. But this is I gotta see it in the regular season.
I'm still there. That's where I'm still at. Like I still
that's it. Like I get it.
Here's the thing, though. Like he does this in the regular season too, though. It's like, but I think we just gotta start understanding who he is. Like he wins with the bull rush. Like that's just who he is.
That's man. It.
Like, it's not going to be a swim move. It's not going to be speed rush.
Like he don't even try to chop hands down. Like,
nah, it's just
like at least Cam will try to chop hands.
Nah, man, it's just bull rush to the quarterback, bro. Like it's very unsophisticated, and you know, but he's ranked like I think I was on PFF's day where he has the most pressures of any defensive end, any edge rusher in the league, like in the preseason. Like he's pressured the shit out of the quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
And he still has it where if he hits a player, you know it.
Oh, you know it, man. You know it. So, look, man, like, I am leaning positive on MD. But like, I've just been burnt too much. Been burnt too much, bro.
Let me go back to the tweet you had said earlier when Carl Lawson got hurt and Adam Schefter said, just look at pass rush help. Jets call you say, what's going to take to get Marcus Davenport over to, you know, Gang Green? What you doing, bro? When that tweet came out, I think at the time it was a lot easier to say, shit, nigga, pack your bags, see you never.
Yeah, because he just coming back, oh, he was on injury again. I was like, man, fuck too.
But now you got hashtag who first.
And his clone is, you know, sitting over there with Jairus Byrd, like
same timeline, bro. Doing the exact same thing. Ain't that some shit?
So that's what really makes MD really valuable because his clone is out, man. I really just want to see Peyton Turner. Like, I just want to see the guy. Like, man, what's wrong with him?
He is just like a fraction of what he was doing in training camp and like the positive reports he was getting. And you combine that with what Marcus is doing in preseason. And let's say what he's doing in preseason, maybe he does that 65 to 70% in the regular season, right? Like, adjust it, right? And let's say Cam has maybe not a full bounce back year, but bounces back somewhat. Like that's in, we're not even talking about the interior, which you would think with losing, you know, I know Onyemata played last night, but losing, you know, Malcolm Brown and losing, you know, Big Rank, that, you know, it was going to be some struggles in the run defense against preseason, against it was the Jags offensive line. But who is Jalen Dalton? Just Big 7'7"?
Man.
Like, they just look stout, bro. Like.
Yeah. And he went on IR today, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, too, because he was at the he was on the presser and everything, but apparently he had a bicep injury, so he's on IR. But, yeah, man, it's the DL, like, they've been impressive, bro. Like, they just get after it, man. It's like, they coming. Like, you know, Big Creek running with the second team, he coming. You know, everybody, bro. Like, down the line, everybody was coming. You know,
it's just the mindset that the defense has.
Yeah, bro.
Just attack.
And then Trevor Lawrence out there throwing 23 passes. I'm like, what?
What?
But I get it because they couldn't run the ball. They couldn't. Like,
it was but still, bro, like, here's the thing. Like, I was watching the game, seeing some of the hits that Trevor Lawrence was taking. Marvin Jones legit makes a catch, gets tackled, goes down, hurts his shoulder, comes out the game, pointed to his shoulder, and then, like, they put him back in, like, a play later. So he went out there, like, on a run play to block, and then he then had another play where he caught the ball, and he, like, hurt his – I'm like, what the fuck is Urban Meyer doing? Like, he knows this game doesn't count, right? Like
whatever. And they keep showing the same highlight, Trevor Lawrence, like, scrambling, and he almost getting, like, his knee tore up. Like,
oh, yeah, my CD.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not a play I want to highlight all the time. Like, what is – like, man, that could have been a disaster for Trevor Lawrence last night.
It easily could have been. I don't know if Urban Meyer is a little over his head. It's just you would think with having a player like Trevor Lawrence, and maybe a lot of it's on the offensive line, but, like, it's not – it just doesn't seem to be meshing well. And ETN, out for the season. Lynn's Frank, bro. Just, I don't know. It's just gross. And also, and maybe we could get, we're hoping to have John Shipley of Sports Illustrated Maven on, talk about the game a little bit. But what was this weird, like, and it wasn't like from Jack, well, not the Jack Twitter that I know. Let me preface
it. Right.
But no, what the hell was, like, the weird, like, random beef that the Dak sort of came out for, like, a preseason game, like, and then you want to highlight, like, Josh Allen, and this nigga ain't even vaccinated, and then he gets COVID. Get the fuck out my face.
I mean, Katrina jokes and all that shit. I'm like, what the hell, Jay Sweeter? Y'all, like, on it like that? And look, man, I love me a good dog. I love dark humor. I've heard Katrina jokes a million times from Falcons fans. It's not like it hurts my feelings, anything like that. It's just like, you know, it's like, ugh. You're just showing your own character, bro. Like, you're not, it's not funny. You know what I'm saying? No, like,
at all.
I just look at it like, okay, that's just,
like, it's in bad taste, bro.
It's just bad taste. Like, man, like, come on, man. Saints Twitter, we talk so much shit, bro.
Yes.
So much shit.
but as much shit as we talk and as vicious as we can be, and it's funny because I'm not a huge shit talker. I just like, but I like watching the tweets and just laughing my ass off. As vicious as we can be as a fan base, like, we keep it above the belt.
Right. Exactly. Like, there's just a certain line we just don't cross, because it's like,
don't do it.
There's other ways we could kill you. Like, we don't have to go down that line.
We don't do it. And it's just so easy for other fan bases. Like, that's the first thing that they rely on. It just, whatever. Yeah. Trying to think. So let's, can we talk about this real quick? Besides Adebo, and I get that they're hurt, but this draft class.
Oh, the wide receivers?
I'm talking the Saints, besides the Debo.
Oh, I mean, who else is there? Peyton Turner is out.
Who first? Pete Warner.
Just injuries, bro. It's like injuries, and it's like, oh, can we ever have a draft class where they're not injured? It's like, oh, Jesus. Like,
17? Like, that's it?
That's it, man. It's like, can we have a draft class where it's just like, we could, like, okay, if they play and they suck, it's like, okay, but, like,
right, but at least let me see them suck. Like,
Pause. They missed, like, critical time. They missed a critical time of training camp and preseason. Like, Peyton Turner probably won't get any preseason time, bro. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. And then, you know, more likely he's probably going to be like a situational pass rusher, you know, if he is able to play. And, I mean, I've said on this pod numerous times, like, this might be a redshirt year for Pete Warner, bro, just like it was for Zach Bond last season.
Yeah. Which I guess is a good problem because we were coming in, like, who's going to be next to
– We were, bro. Ooh. And you know, shout out to my dude, Joy, who started the hashtag bonfire movement with that catchphrase. But, like, he texted me last night. He's just, like – He's a completely different player. Like, he's transformed himself to be an off the ball linebacker and look either decent to good at doing it.
And man, just seeing somebody out there off the ball with that side, like, it just reminds me of the old Dome Patrol days with, like, Vaughn Johnson and all those guys. They just look like fucking Hercules out there, man. He's just 6'3", just fast. I just like how it looks. Like, I don't know. It just looks good. So I don't know, man. We'll see, bro. We'll see once the team starts scheming it up, attacking weaknesses and shit like that, how it really looks. We'll see. Because that's the thing about preseason, man. Like, you got to take what you can out of it. But come regular season, bro, these offensive coordinators are targeting specific players.
Week one, bro. Aaron Jones. Like,
man, no, yeah. It's a whole different ball game, bro. Whole different ball game. I really want to see. I can't wait to see Jameis get the starting job. Alvin Kamara fresh and ready. Offensive line ready to go. You know, I know we, you know, wide receiver, that's just, it is what it is, man. It's just going to be, you know, it's not going to be great, you know, like, Callaway, he's taking that number one jersey and ran with it. Like,
shit.
He took that motherfucking number one and ran with it. But, you know, Mike Thomas come back. Hopefully it's looking like Mike Thomas is, like, ahead of schedule and should be coming back. I heard on the broadcast where they say he'd be out, you know, just a couple of weeks, Sean Payton told them. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if, like, how that plays out, if they put him on, like, short-term IR or put him on a pup list or maybe take him off and carry him on the roster. We'll see. That'll be interesting. I hope they don't – you don't want to rush him back on something like that. So just make sure he's healthy, man. Like, getting Mike Thomas healthy. So we've went through enough with Mike Thomas with all this. Like,
yes.
Get him healthy and ready to go, man. You know?
But it just – and this is, you know, pie in the sky type of thing. But just – Like a healthy Mike Thomas and a healthy Marquez Callaway. He continues to do what he's been doing preseason.
Yeah.
And you sprinkle in, you know, five games that Trayvon's going to be able to play.
Five games, baby.
maybe a
little bit of Deontay Harris. Yeah.
I'm just saying, bro. Like,
speaking of Deontay Harris, I think he only had one return yesterday, but
yes,
good. Like, just,
yeah, like that one return, like, it was like he caught it and you just see it, bro. Like, you just
see it. Like,
it's different,
bro. He's a weapon. He's such a weapon at return, as a return man. Like, oh my god, he just completely changed the complexity of the game. And now, if quote unquote Jameis is the starter, we back to having somebody that could, once we get around the 40, 50-yard line, shot play time, you know?
Yep.
Shot play time. We just have not had that in years, bro. And that's, like, no offense to Drew. Like Drew was killing it this past couple of years outside of last year. But it's been an offense of 1,000 cuts, man. Like, oh, man.
Bro, made that sound and Zoom said, are you playing music? But yeah, I don't know why that came to me. That just sounded like that's how the Saints offense have been.
Yeah.
Just that slow trickle, bro.
what it was, man. Slant the mic, slant to MT. You know, dump off the AK.
Let's see. Lil Jordan.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about him.
Definitely has flashed. I think he makes the team.
I think he showed enough.
Like, he's not a perfect
receiver.
He's not. Completely got away with a blatant offensive pass.
Blatant, bro.
Put that man down to the ground. But I think he's done enough to earn, like, what would that be? Wide receiver 4 or 5. Did Chris Hogan get cut? Did I miss that?
I don't know. I didn't see Chris Hogan. That's interesting.
I didn't either, bro.
Because, I mean, I had him kind of locked in. But I don't know.
Anything else from the game that, you know, stood out to you?
Man, not really. I didn't see what happened to that Burrell dude. I saw he got hurt. The safety Burrell.
Oh, Burrell, the hitter from last
year. Yeah, he got hurt doing the hit. He was coming downhill, and that dude's bad. I just wasn't surprised when I saw it. I was like, oh, man, because that dude, he brings the wood. Other than that, man, it's like, it'll be interesting. I guess how they're going to play it this Saturday.
It's so funny because I was just about to ask you if it was you, how would you, like, play it?
Oh, I'm not playing any starters.
Nope.
As far as I could go, because I know they had to cut it down quite a bit. So, I mean, you might see a few starters out there, but, man, I'd cut it down as low as I could, bro. Like, just no reason, man. No reason. Get your good practice in, and you got 2 weeks before the season start. Bro. Like, I don't need to see no AK. If Jameis your guy, I don't need to see Jameis.
Nope.
I don't. I say two first earned to be wearing sweats. I'd let two first sit too because.
Oh, we know this nigga history. Like,
exactly. That's exactly. Like, let two first chill. Like, please give CeeDee Deuce a rest.
Please. You know, like, please. Also, I forgot to mention, like, it was so funny because you could see him wanting to taunt after he made a play. Like, it was coming.
Oh, man.
It was coming. And he was like,
it's killing him right now, bro.
Eating him up on the inside. Captain Terrell, I don't know if she asked him a question or it was doing his pressure. And he just let out this really, like, eloquent just answer, just like, just dumb. Right. Like,
it's been on his mind, man. It's like, this is bullshit. Like, I can't talk my shit.
I love CD, bro. The fact that he got bad-mouthed by Florida, and I know Jacoby on Saints Twitter said it too, he is legitimately an all-pro talent at his position.
He is, man.
Like, that is not hyperbole. The fact that he was drafted in the fourth round is wild.
It's wild, bro. Wow, man. It's unbelievable. You know, it's amazing. Like, watching him, I was like, damn. All right, CeeDee.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. It'd be interesting, and I don't know how the Cardinals will play it, but if I don't think they'll play Kyler Murray. Like, I don't think they would. But if they did, for whatever reason, and I expect Bond to play, don't know how long, but I do expect him to play on Saturday.
Yeah.
Just to see, you know, how maybe he does with, like, mobile quarterbacks.
And no, that'd be interesting.
Chase, pursue, all that. But, yeah, man, like, it feels like it's still kind of far away, but it's not, man. Like, football's, like, it's here. Like,
it's coming, man.
It is here. I said I had tweeted, you know, I was going to have something like smart, you know, for people who want to, I think there's like 5 spots left in our fantasy football league. I don't have, you know what? I take it back. I do. Just on the spot. I was lenient a little last time, but I'm not going to be lenient this time. So you have to be a Patreon donator, contributor to claim these last 5 spots. So when Ryan tweets the link for this episode, he tweets it, quote tweet it, and give me what your best meme or GIF is of what's going to happen. Or it could be a video. I don't care what it is. Or what's going to happen when Sean has to break the news to Taysom that he's not
going to play. I love it.
just on the spot. Just want to see it.
And look, if you want to be a Patreon, usually I put a link on our podcast page, Saints Twitter pod.com. And there's usually a link on each episode if you want to click Patreon. Or go on Patreon and search for hashtag Saints Twitter Podcast. It will pop up. You go ahead, you know, donate whatever you can, you know, and we appreciate it. And get you into fantasy football and any other goodies we got coming down the line. We always doing little things for our Patreon subscribers. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's pretty much it. I think we hit everything.
Shout out. I wanted to give a shout out to Blue Oak Barbecue. Blue Oak Barbecue in New Orleans. They shot me. They sent me a little hat. It's a cool little hat to wear.
There we go.
I'm going to shout you out on the pod, bro. You know, didn't have to do that. I've never eaten that Blue Oak Barbecue, but I retweet their pictures of their food. Like
all the time, bro.
Shit look good. Like, I already told Adam, like, whenever he does make it down, back down New Orleans, bro, like, we going to Blue Oak.
It's on the list, bro. It's on the list. On the list. We might see who first there, bro. I don't know, bro.
I'm in there. But, yeah, just shout out to them. I just wanted to put that out there.
For sure. I mean, we even talked about the White this time, Kevin White.
Oh. I mean, bro, like, come on, man. Like, just don't spend too much. I just say, just don't spend too much energy on Kevin White, bro. Like, as someone who I had, like, as 1A, 1B with Amari Cooper in that draft. Like, I was a fan of Kevin White as a prospect. But, like, yes. This dude is a huge bust. So just save your time being like, oh, Sean Payton's going to use, like, just save it. Just save it, man. Like, don't spend your energy on it, bro. Like, the dude has been a huge bust. Not saying he could find something, I don't know, but I'm not going to spend any mental energy thinking about it. Like, none.
None. At all.
Whatever happens. Like, just leave it at that, man. And he drops 2 passes.
Did he?
He was like in prime position for slants. Open field in front of him, he dropped 2 passes.
Oh, boy.
Like, on both his targets, he dropped. Oh, just right in his hand. Just and apparently, Sean been talking him up too, because the broadcast.
Yeah, that's what I keep seeing, and I'm like, is there a different Kevin White then?
It's like Sean wants him to be like a Devery Henderson or something. Like, I don't know. I'm like, just like, I'm not sitting here thinking about Kevin White. That's all I know.
unless I bring him up to you, Sean. All right, so 5 spots left. You want to be in the league, got to be a Patreon contributor. That doesn't mean that you can become a Patreon contributor and then you're still in. But quote tweet the link of the Twitter page or what Ryan will post. And just I want a video, a meme, a GIF. Something of how it's gonna go down when Sean gotta break the news to Taysom, bro. And like, here's the thing, we didn't hit on this too. Like, if Taysom's gonna go back in that, well, man, we need a tight end right now. Like,
I know, I was like,
Taysom needs to start. You know, maybe he needs to go to Blue Oak, bro. Need to bulk up a little bit.
I know, right? Like, yeah. Seriously, like,
got all trim to be a quarterback. Like,
bro, we need that Mack truck back, like, for real.
bro. All right. So Saturday's the game against the Cardinals. We tried to really do like a rapid recap show last night. Didn't happen. Family stuff happens. Is what it is. But I'll say this. We'll see what happens on Saturday night. Depends on who's playing. If it's nothing but slappies and backups up there, we are absolutely not doing a rapid recap show.
No.
Not happening. No. If there's enough where it may deem a rapid recap show, then we'll revisit it. If not, we'll do it on Sunday or whatever and have it for you on Monday on your commute. And then I do want us to do a 53-man roster prediction.
Yeah.
And, you know, before all the final cups happen. And that's it. Let's get out of here. Thanks, everyone, for all the support. I really, really appreciate it, as always. With that, we're out.
Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.